See how easy it is when you work with
when
me?
When you're not being a dick.
That's you.
You made it. It's a Friday morning. You're hanging out at the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
It is 21 degrees right now, and that's about as high as we're going to get today.
And it is windy as crap.
It is windy as crap. Like, it's you know how windy your crap is? That's how windy it is.
It's eating through my shacket.
Not only is it windy, we got a ton of snow overnight.
Yeah, a little bit.
The roads are terrible.
Yeah.
Roads are not good. So, as Tommy likes to say, if you're on your way in or getting ready to go to work,
what do you do?
Give yourself some extra time.
Slow your ass down.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like we're peaking out at 25 around 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Nice.
So, plan accordingly there.
Mm-hmm.
And it made your morning extra rough, Tommy.
Why is that?
Well, little birdie told me it's garbage day out there where you live.
It was. Yeah.
So, you just bring the toters down last night?
Put the toters down last night. You know, I want to be a good citizen.
Yeah, that's you.
Yep.
Mr. Citizen.
Toters are locked in.
So you go to get in the car this morning.
Pull out the car, look down the driveway. They're both two dead bodies laying in the street, basically.
Oh, toter down?
Toter down. We got toter down. Both toters down. And all this stuff is like all over the street.
Oh.
So I got to pull up, use my headlights to start picking up all the trash.
Look at
there's
this.
Like broken glass.
Well, you had glass in your toter.
Oh, yeah. You don't put glass in your toter? Yeah, it's a recycling toter.
Recycling toter. He's lying. Why you lie?
Yeah.
Whoa. I know you throw it out, you earth hate bitch. There are few things more demoralizing in human life than having to pick up garbage before you go to work.
Trash.
Yes,
right?
In the dark, in the wind, and in the snow.
All right. So, and then not only that, like you're out so early.
Yeah, I was going to say, props for you for doing that early because I can see a lot of people deal with this when I get home.
That's me. No, I would have left it hoping my wife was going to go pick it up.
No, but there's broken glass and people walk their dogs early.
Oh, yeah. Look at you.
I don't care about the kids. I care about the dogs.
So, were any other garbage cans tipped over because of the wind?
No, because on my street, we're the only ones that use waste management. And then the people up the street have it, but we're the only ones in that corner.
So not only is your garbage out all over the street.
Mm-hmm.
You're the only garbage house.
All over the street.
Welcome.
So there's nobody else to blame.
So welcome to Trashville, you trash-ass piece of bitch.
I was trying to be good.
No, but I'm saying, like, this was a normal neighborhood where, you know, people that aren't filthy rich live.
I'm not filthy rich.
Oh, I'm sorry. You live on a private drive in Pittsburgh?
Barely private.
I could still see other people.
It's not that private. The postman can find it.
Like, if this was a normal town, Kimmy, where everybody has the same garbage day, right?
Yeah.
Like, we're all in this together. But the fact that it's only your trash that is strewn about the neighborhood, that makes you trash neighbor.
So are all your neighbors all use the same company?
Everyone but like two in the neighborhood.
There's like four different trash companies in my neighborhood.
I didn't even know there were four different trash companies, period.
Yes. Yeah. Well, no, we intentionally went with the one that the most people went with for instances like this. I don't want to be the one that like brings the trash down and something happens and now it's like everyone knows it's me. I want the plausible deniability if something goes
wrong.
Yeah,
we don't have that.
Yeah, I mean, you have city trash.
Yeah,
right?
It's all the same. Unless, like, you go out of your way to, you know, find a different trash collector.
But city trash is free.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Well, it's all built into your taxes.
Yeah.
Nice.
There may be people that want a different, I don't know.
Why would you pay?
Why would you do that? You'd have to be insane.
I have no idea.
Because the city's going to be the best.
Well, I mean, even if it's not the best, it's free.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll take free.
Yeah.
So when it comes to garbage day, there are three embarrassing mistakes that can be made.
What do you got?
All right, so one is what happened to you. You got garbage blowing all over the yard.
Strewn all over the place.
And here's what sucks in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I respect you for getting out there and picking up all the garbage, but there's no way in the dark you got all the garbage.
I think I did.
There is no way with the wind in the dark. There is your garbage in other people's yards this morning, and if they don't see it now, they're going to see it when the snow melts, which means you got months worth of you being trash.
No, but you know I pick up garbage when I take my walk.
No, I've seen you pick up garbage in bars before you got married. Hey, honey, I can look past the smell if you can look past the face. I mean, it's impossible to get every piece of garbage.
Well, of course not, but I'll get it.
Okay, well, no, you won't, though. Where are you going to get it? Where?
When I take my walk.
Oh, no, okay. All right.
Or get my steps in.
Okay. The second embarrassing thing that can happen on garbage day, and I don't know if you guys have had this experience, you didn't pay your bill, you bring the garbage down, they don't pick it up, and you have to drag a full can of garbage back to your house.
Isn't
that your old
nobody
man?
Notices.
Did he just leave it down there?
No, it would happen on a semi-regular basis, probably like two or three times every 6 months,
yeah.
Where we would, you know, that was my job. as a child.
Was that the old school trash cans?
Yep. Never. Yeah,
with the lid?
I did not have a trash can with a wheel on it until I met my wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, those are the old school ones. Yeah, the old silver tin things.
Growing up, I don't remember toters being that prominent.
They didn't have the technology yet.
Like some people had them. Yes. But everybody else, you had to like carry the giant trash can down.
They're all banged up.
Yeah, we had the plastic rubber made ones. You remember the brown rubber made ones?
Yep.
All right, so here's how it would go. My dad, every couple of years, would buy like one more new can.
Mm-hmm.
He would lose the lid immediately, so it was just open garbage on the side of the house.
Right? And then it blows all over.
You got it.
By the way, animals get in it.
Oh, yeah, well, whatever. I mean,
meaning your brother and you.
But that wasn't the least of your problem. So because there were no wheels, and you know there were six of us in a house, so like the garbage can was always jammed.
Oh yeah, y'all ate.
And like we had multiple garbage cans that were always jam packed full and like 1,000 pounds. So like the reason I think I have such massive legs, quads, is from having to drag those garbage cans down the street, right? But in dragging them, it would wear a hole in the bottom.
Oh yeah.
So anytime it like rained or if there was something wet in a bag, it was just like. You
leave
know,
a trail.
Yeah, trail of gah. But it's even more embarrassing whenever you go down, you come home from school, everybody's garbage can is empty, and there's all of your trash still sitting there.
Because they didn't pick it up.
Exactly. And now I have to, while everyone's watching, bring our garbage back to the house.
Officer Stiff didn't pay the bill.
God, you guys have never had that experience?
No, I always paid the bill.
I always paid my bill. You drove without car insurance. You can tell me you always paid your garbage bill?
Well, don't forget, back then I was a renter. I just threw it in a dumpster.
Yeah.
Like, when you're right, you know, you don't care. You just throw it away. They take it. It's not your problem.
But I think by far the most problematic, embarrassing thing that sucks about the mistake you can make on garbage day is forgetting it's garbage day, not bringing your garbage down.
Oh, yeah.
And then now for the rest of the week, you have to find a place to put your garbage.
It starts bagging up.
Yes, because you can't put it in the can. Mm-hmm. You don't want to put it on the ground, especially if you got a dog, because they're going to get into that garbage.
That's why I keep it in the garage. So nothing can get into it.
No, I understand, but I let my dogs out through my garage, so I can't do that.
But you also keep your cans outside, correct?
Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah. Not good.
No, I don't want garbage in my garage.
I don't want things in my garbage.
Okay, I got a toter.
And if you seal it up, it doesn't smell.
No, I just something weird about, like, here's all of our waste.
And then I don't want to see people's trash cans on the side of the house. It's so low rent.
What are you talking about?
It looks like, you know, You busted ass tobacco road.
It's so low rent, says man whose garbage was blowing across his neighborhood this morning.
Only in the morning.
No, where do you keep your cans?
So like our driveway goes along the side of our house, so it's around the side of our house.
Okay, thank you.
That's city.
No, it's completely fine.
That's how they do in the city. You know, they want to look, you know, all cool and urban.
That looks cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so why don't you do it then?
I don't want to be. I want to be an uptight Pittsburghite.
Oh, you're nailing it.
Yeah.
252 WCMF, the win this morning blows Tommy's garbage cans over. He has the headlights of his car on at 4 o'clock in the morning, picking up trash.
Picking up
snow.
Broken glass.
Oh, yeah, there's no way you got all the broken glass.
Jesus, I didn't want to think because, you know, everybody walks their dog in the morning, so I really checked.
I really checked, guys. You know how much I care about all our people, guys.
I care about the dog, guys.
Somebody calls you. No, it wasn't me. I don't even care.
So your pickup day's today, this morning?
Yeah.
So it could have just blown over again.
I don't know. What am I supposed to do?
I just kind of seems like maybe a waste of time.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Wait, you just leave it there?
Well, if it's just going to blow again, what's the point?
That's lazy talk.
No, she's right. She's absolutely right.
That's lazy.
I would have probably brought the garbage cans back in and be like, we'll try again next week.
No, they're full.
Well, they are now until they blow all over the road.
Great call. I do. I'm with Kimmy. I think it's the last person to leave the house that's responsible for cleaning up.
That's how marriage works.
Well, no, look. All right.
No.
Not my problem. I shout from my car as I leave.
Since I met my wife, she has not touched those things. Touched.
Okay. But sometimes.
It's my job. That's strictly my job.
Look, I'm with you. I am garbage man.
Yeah.
I got to take it out of the house. I got to take
it down
the road.
Stick out your can. Here comes the garbage man.
Okay. But here's the thing. If I'm being completely honest,
mm-hmm.
Because today is my garbage day too. How about that? We're garbage bros.
Man, I know.
If I was driving out of my driveway this morning and I saw that my garbage was tipped and was all over the road, I would look the other way. I would pretend I didn't see it, and I would leave it for my wife to figure out.
Yeah, that would bother me all day. But you just like your daddy. Because that's exactly what your old man would do.
I got a schedule I got to keep. I'm not going to go out in the freezing cold. I got two kids I can help my wife. That's a three-person job.
But you also have two daughters, which are probably no help when it comes to trash removal.
I don't think my kids have ever taken the trash out or to the road once.
Not like when they're getting off the bus.
No.
They bring it back in.
No.
That was the only time
I always pisses it. Me off when I, like when my neighbors have their trash cans down there and the kids get off the bus and they walk, and I know those damn things are empty and those kids walk right on by it and go to the house and then I see the old man has to come down later and drag him up after work.
Ungrateful kids.
Yeah. Because my old man would have been screaming at me if I didn't bring those cans in, knowing I walked right by them and they were empty.
Okay, I'm going to say something that might set you off here. Most weekends, because, you know, the garbage comes Friday
morning. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My empty garbage cans will be at the end of my driveway until probably Saturday night.
Saturday night?
I don't feel like dealing with it. And I know it's the simplest thing. All I have to do is get out of my
empty
car. Yeah, no, I know.
In the cold.
It's the least amount of work that I refuse to do until I absolutely have to. And I'm going to do you one better.
What?
All right, so my wife did one of her, we have to get rid of everything cleanses.
Yeah, yeah, the big purge.
Yeah, like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But this was recycling-wise. So like all the empty boxes.
Yeah, break it all down.
Okay. So she brings down the toter, as you put it, mm-hmm. for recycling. And then there's a bunch of stuff on the outside that wouldn't fit in the toter.
Yeah, yeah,
she
yeah.
piles up. All right, well, she put it out there on a week that wasn't recycling week. Recycling comes every other week.
Oh, so it's sat.
Sat there. And I'm like,
so you had to bring it all back.
See, that would have been
no, bro. You got a nice neighbor. You're like your neighbor. That guy's like high end.
Yeah, till I moved in.
Mm-hmm. You got to look like hillbilly Arkansas.
We left it there for the week, bro. I was not bringing everything back.
You did not.
I swear to God, we left it all.
How do you live next door to you, like your neighbor? That house looks like Miami Vice.
Yeah. Well, hey, man,
he's got every toy, and it's like pristine over there.
That's your fault for investing in all that stuff before I moved.
You're like the Clampets,
bro. I'm not going to take all. I was traveling a ton. I was exhausted. We got weird schedules. It's fine. It's going to get. It got,
way,
it got taken last
you're
week.
You're always looking for a workout. Mr. Workout guy can't like take 20 steps to the garage, but you're
going
to do kettlebell for an hour.
Listen to how old man thinks picking up cardboard
go
is workout.
Go do your P90X with the trash cans. Let's go.
Bro, it got picked up.
What is
it?
Well, yeah, when?
What does it matter? What do we got? We got.
Because you don't want to let it sit out there. But here's like when like in the spring, I like to sit out front and smoke my cigar in the afternoon and have my cocktail. Yeah. I don't want to look at everybody's trash can and crap laying around.
Yeah, that's got to be really hard for you, man. Yeah.
I'm trying to enjoy a nice afternoon.
No, like when they listed
blocking your view of concrete.
I don't want to look at trash cans.
No, when they listed like the issues in the greater Rochester area, it was a story on 10 NBC last night. One was child poverty. Two was looking at trash cans while smoking my cigar. Three was cost of housing. So, no, I mean, I think you're right. Absolutely right. Yes. When it comes to legitimate issues that people should worry about.
I don't want eye pollution.
If you, so you got, rid, you got rid of all your mirrors in the house then?
It'll be interesting to see.
What?
Because you kind of took after your dad when it comes to the trash thing.
You're
right?
Talking to me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like it.
Let's
yeah.
not go too far.
Well, I mean, like he left it out, so you don't really, notice if it's left out. You don't really care.
They're slacking.
But, like, will your daughters be the same way?
Well,
like,
no, my
daughters don't have to touch trash.
Or will they be like, I don't want to be at that house that has their trash cans out. Like, how embarrassing that was for us as kids.
Did you ever handle the trash in your house?
I said when I got off the bus, I always had to bring. I would get in trouble if I didn't bring it up.
But you had a brother.
Yeah, well, but we're on different schedules.
I would be pissed off if I was the daughter and I have a brother. That's his
job.
Yeah,
but I was the older one. I don't know.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Man.
Do you do the garbage now?
Yeah. Well, especially when my husband's not home.
Okay.
I got to do Emma
trash
duty.
He's out there. Well, okay. Before he had that weird schedule, was he strictly the garbage man?
No, he usually takes trash initiative. So if he's home, he'll do the trash. But if he's not, it's on me.
Look at this independent woman.
I don't love it. But I'll do it.
We have a dynamite. Check out your cans.
Here comes the garbage man.
Does your lady think you're tough?
No.
Okay, good. It's something all of us want as men.
Yeah.
And we want to believe they think we're tough, but I mean, who knows what our ladies think in their deepest of minds? What if I told you?
What's that?
There is now a way to ensure that your girlfriend, your wife, would look at you as the ultimate protector.
What I gotta do?
Well, all you have to do is hire this man who is willing to allow you to use him to prove your worth.
How does this work?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. There is a man who is offering to let you beat him up for money in front of your lady.
Really?
Now, we don't know the man's...
Is he going to take a punch for you?
It's a punching bag.
Yes, essentially. Now, we don't know the man's name, but he is advertising his services online with this post.
So he's an actor.
A really dumb actor.
Stunt man?
I don't know. Okay, I mean, I guess...
Well, he would be acting because he's coming in just causing a scene
yes,
that you're going
to...
straighten them out.
So here is the post he advertises with. Hey. Right, quote, hit me up for a wonderful show on your girl. Are you guys tired of because your girlfriends think you're soft and treat you indifferently? With a reasonable payment, you guys can prove and change the view of your girlfriend towards you. Set a place and time, and I will come to disturb your girlfriend, and you will be a hero by hitting me.
Okay.
All it's right. 100% legit. Real, yes. Yeah.
So it's a business.
Yes. Now, if you want to use this man's services, you have to travel across the world because he's out of Malaysia. But it's a very interesting business idea. Uh-huh. And I ask this question. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's say this guy charged you $300.
Okay.
He's going to come up. He's going to harass your wife or girlfriend on the street. And you're going to go, hey, hey, and you're going to drop him.
Right.
Would it be worth it?
Probably, right?
I'm asking you, well, you're the one who said your wife doesn't think you're tough.
Right.
All right. So
but it wouldn't work with me.
Why not?
Based on my size, weight, the way I am, it would look completely staged.
You would also have to be able to sell it yourself.
Yeah. Which, you can't do.
Yeah.
Have you ever thrown a punch in your life?
I've been punched.
No, that's not what I asked.
I never got that far.
You've never thrown a punch?
Old man wave punch.
Every time I got beat up, and it was always mostly at work. I never got, no.
Can you, all right, real quick.
Yeah.
Because you got your old man wave. Can you show me, no. Show me what, just throw a right hand. Go. Oh.
That's what No. See what I'm saying?
No, but I mean, if you found a way to sell it.
You look like an Avenger in the camera.
If you found a way to sell it, yeah. I mean, it would be so surprising.
I don't think she'd buy it. I'd also be afraid she'd buy it.
Well,
I blew $300.
No, but here's the thing. There's no way your wife would think you did this, so she would have to buy it.
Yeah.
But you'd also have to use, like, tough talk.
Yeah, you better be prepared to, you almost need to take an improv class before going into this thing.
Like, it can't sound, like, stiff or staged. Like, so your conversation or the words exchange would have to sound natural.
Okay, but you don't have to say much.
No, but I would probably start like grabbing movie lines.
Like, give me an example. I'll be the guy who's going to do this. Hey, lady, nice ass. Let me touch it with my hands.
You believe in Jesus? Or you're about to meet him.
And then you throw the right hand.
Socko puncho, buddy boy.
Socko
puncho, bucko.
No, it could be as simple as you saying, hey, stop, and then just throwing a punch.
Hey, stop.
Okay, well,
hey, knock it off.
Try a little tougher than that. Oh, if you could sell it.
Yeah.
Let's say
if I could sell it?
In an alternate universe where you're not wearing a jacket walking down the canal in Pittsburgh, do you think your wife would be impressed?
I would think, yeah.
Okay. Kimmy, would you be impressed if you watch your husband kick a guy's ass?
Well, he's
on your
a big dude, man. Well, don't count.
But I assume she already thinks he can handle himself to witness it.
I'd be scared. Like, I'd just be scared of the situation. It wouldn't impress me. I'd be like, let's get the F out of here.
See, that would be my fear.
Yeah.
Is like,
you're going to scare your significant other.
Exactly. Right. Mm-hmm. Although it is every 80s movie ever, right?
Yeah.
Guy in leather vest and mohawk comes up, starts saying nasty stuff. Nerdy guy. I don't want any trouble, man. And then out of nowhere, he like kicks his ass. Yeah. And then they save the rec center for some reason. That happened because they won a ski race. Like everything worked out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? 252 WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Victor. Hey, Vic. How are you, buddy?
Hey, guys. Don't forget the time where George McFly thought Marty McFly was going to be with Lorraine.
Great point.
At the
Enchantment Under the Enchantment. Enchantment Under the Sea Dance. Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. I mean, so what if the wrong guy comes up and he's trying to mess with him, right? It's just the inappropriate time.
So you're worried about a Back to the Future car situation.
Case of mistaken identity.
Yeah, mistaken identity. You're walking out. It's actually not the dude you hired that's messing with your girl. Now you got to knock him out.
Even more impressive. Two knockouts. Okay. One show, buddy.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, Vic, remind me. Are you married? You got a girlfriend? What's the sitch?
Yeah, I'm married.
Okay, you're married. First of all, do you think your wife thinks you're tough?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, because I hear you talk, and I'm going to disagree. But secondly, would your wife be impressed or horrified if you set this up in front of her?
I'm thinking a little bit of both, right? They want to get out of there after the situation has calmed down, but then they get home and go, thanks for sticking up for me.
Okay. See, here's the thing.
You know,
I want to believe that. I want to believe that, but I don't know. I'm not sure how my wife would react if she watched me do this.
Especially
in front of
she thought you actually really hurt somebody. You know what I mean?
Which, let's be real, when I drop these hammers, someone's getting hurt.
Because that would be my fear,
too. Put them towards your face.
Are you going to get in trouble for this?
Yeah. Victor,
even George McFly can knock out Biff, guys. Don't forget.
We got the joke, Victor. Thank you for the call. Have a good rest of the day. There goes the chamber under the sea. Vic, yeah. No, I honestly don't know how my wife would react because I've never been in this situation with her. And I think she thinks I'm tough, but she also knows I'm a big softy.
She may think that you took it too far. You know what I mean? Like, you didn't have to punch. It would have to be a situation where you really were pushed to that point. You know what I mean? Like, you really felt unsafe yourself, so that's why it got there. Because if you just aggressively, like, start punching somebody or, you know, pushing somebody around, yeah. I think it's going to scare her a little bit.
So I used to work with another big, loud Irishman
for
you.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you were around for either of these, where somebody had said something, and it was just, like, a legitimate, like, he got in the guy's face.
Okay.
Twice. Mm-hmm. And it was awkward as hell.
It's always awkward.
It is like the most uncomfortable. Yeah. One was at a Christmas party with employees.
Oh,
and another one was at a bar with employees.
Ew.
And his former boss.
Oh.
It is so, like, it just, to your point, like, everybody was like, yeah. Oh my God.
Way to ruin the mood.
Oh, it, like, for the rest of the night, yeah. It's like, all right, we're all done here.
But I think there's a very stark difference between that situation and here. And again, we're talking about this man. He is advertising his services online.
Mm-hmm.
He will allow you to pay him to beat him up.
Yeah, you're going to get one up on him.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he will come up to your wife. He'll set up a time and a place. He will harass her in some way. You'll say, hey, cut it out, and you'll drop him. It'll cost money. And you said this would be worth $300 if you could get this man to do this for you.
I guess.
Okay, so the scenario you're painting and the scenario where this would mostly show up,
you're
right. There would be a gray area in most legitimate situations. What this person said, was it actually disrespectful? Is there another way out of this situation? How do we do this? In this case, it would be so overt.
Okay.
It would be so on the nose, disrespectful, uncomfortable, that dropping that guy would be warranted.
Okay.
It wouldn't be awkward.
Yeah, but where would you even stage it?
It would have to be outdoors somewhere where you're just, like, walking around.
Okay.
Like
taking a stroll.
Yeah, if you were going to take your walk on the canal, if I'm you, that's where I set this guy up. He comes out of the trees, tries to grab your wife's ass. Pow!
So what happens, like, right when he walks up, here comes, like, a couple with a baby stroller and the kids on a little three-wheeler. Like, you're going to have this stage moment in front of this Pittsford family.
Cut.
Abort, abort,
well,
abort.
You just run away.
Okay.
Come on, honey, let's get out of here.
That wasn't worth $300.
All right, so flipping it to the other side.
What is that?
Right? This man is making money getting his ass kicked.
Well, we hope he is.
How much money would you have to make per session to make this worth it for you?
Because are these punches going
to
land?
I don't know. I mean, I guess there would be a way to meet him up front and, like,
there's always a
stage
chance.
Fight.
Yeah, and there's always a chance, even if you didn't mean to land the punch, you could
falling
still get
awkward,
hurt. Yeah, exactly.
Twisted an ankle, hurting, like, your back.
Yep.
Would getting punched in the face be worth $300?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
No, getting punched in the face sucks.
Yeah, it really does suck. Okay, so I get Cammy saying no.
Yeah.
You've been punching. Have you ever been punched in the face?
Been elbowed in the face. That hurt pretty bad.
But it wasn't like an intentional, I know this
that
is coming.
That was prom.
No. I don't think so.
Oh, you're
no.
talking about the electric slide incident of 2007?
No, I've never been just squarely punched in the face.
No, you've been punched in the face multiple
times. I've been punched by, like, big-ass man fists, and it just sucks.
It sucks.
Yes.
But there wasn't $300 on the other end of it.
I don't know. Remember I tell you I got punched and the back of my head hurt because the back of my head was hitting the dumpster?
So you're getting punched twice.
I was like literally like a bell being rung.
Oh my God.
All right. How much would you charge? What would be worth it for you to get punched in the face?
$5,000.
$5,000?
Go high.
All right, hold on. Let me call my wife. You wouldn't take $1,000.
No, man, it sucks.
It's a lot of money.
Especially my age.
Think about all you could do with $1,000.
Yeah, go to the doctor.
You just gotta take it in the right spot.
What's the right spot?
Forehead.
Not my head.
Take it in the forehead.
No. That's a concussion.
No, it's not going to jar you that much.
My age, I could go into a coma. I got brittle bones.
Yeah, no, everybody.
You could split my skull.
Everybody on social media is encouraging you to go into this business. No, you just lean into it, take it on the forehead. That's worth $1,000. You're going to have a knot there for a little while. But
man, that hurts.
Think how much work hurts,
my
man.
My neck hurts. That's the other thing when I got beat up. Was not how much my face hurt, how much my neck hurt.
Oh.
From because your head's getting banged around.
We don't notice it till later.
My neck and my, like, shoulders, like, right here,
yeah,
were like in agony, man. Like, I couldn't turn my head.
You got a weak neck.
Yeah, really? I thought bobbleheads more spring to them than that. Didn't think it hurt you that bad.
It killed me.
No, in all seriousness, you can do neck exercises so that doesn't happen.
I did those last night, man. Didn't do nothing.
Yeah?
Your mom enjoyed it.
Okay. Yep, I got $5,000. Worth it. Oh, we got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Breakthrough Facebook page. This comes in from Tina. Tina writes us, do not do this. No woman would be impressed. Kimmy's right. They would be more scared.
Yeah, I'd be horrified, actually.
I would rather get away from that situation than have my boyfriend do something about it.
That's
don't
surprising coming from a Tina. Because, you know, most Tinas are the exact opposite.
Yeah, get him. Don't take that. He was looking at my ass.
Especially if it's like super out of the ordinary for that person. You know what I mean? Like if all of a sudden you see this side of somebody that you've never seen before.
Yeah.
You didn't know they were capable of. No, that would probably scare a lot of people
side.
Off.
Yeah,
to your point, I don't think my wife or daughters have ever seen me like aggressive like that.
Yeah,
and
they
I don't know if they'd like it.
I doubt they would.
Okay. But what if it gets, what if she's like, oh.
But then you had to do it all the time to turn her on.
Okay. I mean, I can get it all. I got a punching bag in the basement. Come in the basement. Take my shirt off. We'll do this, and then we'll go have sex. All right, let's take a break. Yeah, you know, it's a tale of two emotions here, Tommy.
What happened?
Well, Bills fans last night over the moon with our beautiful baby boy getting the recognition he deserves.
Yeah.
But there's another group of Bills fans who are doing something this weekend that needs to be addressed.
What happened?
Well, look, man, we're family. Family can have disagreements. And this is not. I'm not shouting. I'm not shouting at anybody. But I do think we need to talk. Because we're getting laughed at.
What's the plan?
Well, I'm going to tell you what the plan is. And here's the thing, man. Mm. If any other fan base were doing this, we'd be laughing at them, too.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. Your NFL most valuable player resides in Western New York.
Wow.
Last night at the NFL Honors, Josh Allen won his first MVP. I love you, Josh.
All right.
I love
you.
He
said
so
all
much.
The right things.
He got down to thanking the laundry guys.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and the kitchen staff.
Yep.
The cafeteria, right. The mail guy.
Named the mail guy. Right. He name dropped the
nickname.
Mail guy.
Yeah. Yes.
So, what a great feeling. He was there with his fiance last night. They look great. What a power couple, Tommy.
Yeah, yes.
Everything is awesome. So now that is all that's left for this season is the Super Bowl on Sunday.
Yeah.
And we know this Super Bowl, Tommy, is not getting people excited.
No.
We know that the viewing numbers are going to be down. In fact, we're positive the viewing numbers are going to be down because there is a news story this week.
What'd they say?
Well, they talked to a bunch of Bills fans here in Western New York that will not be watching this game.
Yeah.
However, the action of these Bills fans is not so much apathy, not caring. It's more of a protest.
Really?
There is a petition made by Bills fans.
Why do you need a petition for this, by the way?
This is the petition starts it, okay. Kimmy. This, right. It's a start right. with a petition.
So what am I signing?
A protest of the Super Bowl. Don't watch it.
Okay.
Because the people who started this petition believes the NFL and the officials screwed the Bills intentionally out of playing on the last day of the season.
So they're saying that the refs were in the pocket of Kansas City.
Something along those lines that it was an intentional
it was
move.
Fixed.
Yes, you got it.
The fix was in.
Yeah. And right now, this petition has a whopping 4,000 signatures.
All right.
But some people are taking it even further than a petition.
What are they going to do?
Luna Lounge is a bar in Cheektowaga. It's a suburb of Buffalo.
Okay.
And they are hosting what they're calling an anti-Super Bowl party.
Okay.
What is that?
So what's going to be on the TV?
Everybody's wife?
Instead of watching the game on Sunday.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
The bar will be showing the Puppy Bowl, once again featuring.
But it's at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah.
And then after that, they will be showing highlights of Josh Allen on a loop. Will they play live music and have drink specials?
All right. Sounds pretty boring.
You go there.
I also don't know if I want to be reminded of the season in that moment.
Right.
Because you know what's going on. You know, what the rest of the world is doing.
Okay, I get what you're saying. However, I have found that no matter how sad I am about something, and it doesn't matter what it is, if I start watching Josh Allen highlights,
I don't know. It's kind of a reminder.
They're so great. Look at him go. Pew, people shouldn't do that. He thinks he's people.
I know.
Okay. Can we have a family talk?
Good.
Because Bill's Mafia is family.
Yeah.
And family doesn't always agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we all love each other, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to pull your family members aside, right?
All right, everybody come in.
Are we here for an intervention?
Yeah, let's get close. Right. You ready? Is everybody listening?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This is embarrassing.
Yeah, don't do this.
Like, super embarrassing.
Like you can do it, but why do we need the whole show?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The like-minded
people. Okay.
I don't think it's the worst idea.
This is one of the most embarrassing things that I think as a fan base we
well, what
have
am I supposed to do when I'm pissed?
You can just not watch the game.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I said, the bar can still hold this event, and you can go to it, but I don't know why we needed everything else.
Well, I don't want to sit and sulk. I'm going to get out with people that I agree with.
Okay.
That's why I invented bars in the first place.
All right. Let me put it this way. Right. Tommy, people outside of Western New York, other fan bases, are laughing at us.
Mm.
This makes us look small. It makes us look pathetic. And if any other fan base in America were doing this, we would also be laughing at them. And yeah. I'm saying this because I love you and that we are all in this together. Please, for God's sakes, stop.
It's kind of on brand.
How so?
You suck shots out of a bowling ball hole. You jump through
tables. Wait, your mom was at a game this year?
She's been to a couple games.
Three holes, three fingers, one big smile.
But, I mean, all the other jackassery, it kind of goes with it.
I know, I mean, but that's different. That's innocent fun. We're getting excited.
You got a guy that squirts condiments in his face. It stands there.
Okay, you're just trying to take shots at things you don't understand.
Exactly.
Explain to me.
I can't explain it.
No. I misspoke. I'm sorry.
Please explain
to me squirting condiments in a guy's face and he stands there.
Tradition.
It's an expression of excitement for a game that's about to start.
But don't you think people are laughing at that?
But it's a different kind of laughing because people travel
You're wasting food, Pat.
People travel to Buffalo to see this and do this.
I understand.
Okay, so
but that also looks kind of silly.
Part of the show.
I'm fine with silly.
All right.
Pathetic is what bothers me.
All right.
And here's the thing. We cannot sit here and act this way, especially after something we did last year.
What did we do last year?
Come back with me.
Where are we on?
We are going to the Bills-Chiefs regular season game in Kansas City in 2023. The Chiefs, down late, score a touchdown on a crazy pass play that sees Travis Kelce chuck a lateral to across the field and another wide receiver, game over. Except one of the Chiefs' wide receivers was lined up offsides. They throw the flag. The play doesn't count. Bills win that game.
Yeah.
It was a rare call, but it was the right call.
All right, you got the right call.
You got it.
Right.
Kimmy, do you remember what happened after that game?
After the game?
When the Chiefs...
I do.
Oh, what happened?
Didn't Mahomes start whining?
Flipped
out.
Oh,
yeah.
Didn't he even say something to Josh about it when they hugged?
He said something about it
being
a BS
call. Worst call I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Instead of congratulating Josh on the win, he starts bitching about it. He's throwing his helmet on the sideline. He's screaming at referees. In his post-game press conference, he starts bitching about what happened there. Made a huge issue of it.
Yeah.
And as Bills fans... we crushed him for it, and we were well within our rights. He deserved to be crushed. He was being a giant bitch.
Okay.
But.
Now we can't talk anymore.
Exactly. We can't sit here and kill Mahomes for that
and then
boycott the Super Bowl. You can't have it both ways. It's one way or it's the other way.
Well, I mean, you can be a hypocrite.
No, I mean, okay, fine. You're going to get made fun of for it.
Eh, so what?
Okay. Like, that's what I'm talking about. When you live with no integrity, you get this here.
Well, who cares?
And
be a hypocrite. Listen, who cares if you're a hypocrite? Be a hypocrite.
Okay.
There's no law against it.
I love how he just looks for, like, the angle that is going to bother us the most, because you don't even care about this.
No, I don't.
Yeah,
so, like,
You don't care about this, and you hate petitions, so.
Yeah, only because he doesn't know how to write his name.
No, I know most of it.
252-WCMF. After Josh wins MVP last night. Awesome. Not so awesome. There is a group of Bills fans circulating a petition and setting up bars that are going to have anti-Super Bowl parties. They are protesting the Super Bowl because they believe that the NFL or the referees conspired to keep the Bills out of the Super Bowl. And I love you all.
Mm.
And I get that we all process grief in our own ways. And I get that football may not be fun right now, but this is embarrassing. If you don't want to watch the Super Bowl, I'm with you. It's not exciting, but let's not make a show out of it.
Let me ask you this. You think that's embarrassing?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's you're right. What if the Bills were in the Super Bowl and won it?
Okay.
What do you think you would see downtown for that parade?
Oh, I'm fine with that.
Why?
Because, it's
that would also be embarrassing.
There is a difference between an unbridled expression of joy.
No, but the craziness.
The craziness is
the
only
breaking of things,
yeah.
The flipping of things.
Listen, people take it too far. That's an argument. But I don't think that that's necessarily embarrassing.
Yeah, tell that to the police department. That's a clean.
You know when it's embarrassing?
The cops will be flipping their own cars.
You know when that kind of behavior is embarrassing is when you've been there before. You know what I mean? Like if your team just won it within the last few years and you're doing this again, it's like, okay. But I think like teams that are doing this for the first time, hey, there's a little trial and error here in the process.
All right, walk through this with me because I think I could explain it.
Right.
All right. I mean, what you refer to if the Bills won it, the just complete chaos
Bedlam.
That would
and
ensue.
And it will happen.
Okay. That is an unplanned expression of excitement. It is, I cannot believe this happened. I don't know how to handle myself. And you're right. It's probably not good.
It's
although
Detroit.
I have told my wife that if the Bills do win a Super Bowl, I'm going to buy a junk car, put it in the driveway because I've always wanted to flip a car. That's well worth like the $500 to flip that
you're
card.
You're not going
to
do it.
Watch me do it. You want
to
come over?
Now, you're going to laugh at people going down to the bar watching Josh highlight.
Here's the difference. I get
nothing.
I get the hour or two after that game's over having this idea. I get the day after walking around at the water cooler going, yeah, yeah, yeah. But to have this much time to sit on it, think about it, and be like, you know what we're going to do? Yeah. The smallest
market.
The smallest market in the NFL is going to boycott the Super Bowl, and that's going to
try selling your Tide now.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to John. Hey, Johnny, how are you, buddy?
Hey, how are you? I'm the guy that said to go to Kansas City and carry the big stick.
Yeah, right.
but anyway, I think our anger is a little misguided. And I again, this is just a personal opinion, but I think we should be protesting maybe our coaching staff.
Come on, John. Come on.
For running the tush push, what, how many, five times, six times, and it didn't work?
Okay.
How about some creativity here?
But here's the thing. It did work. That's why they're having this Super Bowl protest, John.
I mean, come on. No creativity.
I mean, John, they had a one-point lead in the fourth quarter driving with the ball. I mean, they had the ball with 3 minutes left. Look, having been at that game,
yeah,
not having the commentary around me,
yeah,
I had a very. It appears I had a very different view of what happened than everybody else did watching the game, because I thought, John, it was a brilliant chess match, a game in three parts, like an Ali Frazier fight where one fighter wins three rounds, another fighter wins four, and then they weren't able to hold on to the last two, and that's how it ends. I mean, John, again, I think your anger is misguided. I think that maybe go get yourself.
You're wrong, Johnny.
John, go get yourself a delicious breakfast that's bad for you. Feel better.
Johnny can't afford the eggs.
Take a.
Egg beaters, man. Egg beaters.
There you go. John, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest
right,
of the day.
Take care. Bye-bye.
There goes John. Also, there's
We're not going to get over this one.
No.
Time heals all wounds.
Yeah, it does.
It does.
And you'll all be back next year.
Yeah, I'm excited
Everybody.
About next year. I'm
and
excited.
I think we do. I mean, listen, Kansas City's a good team. They lost two games all season. It's not like
no, they lost our game all season to us.
No, they lost the. Didn't they lose their last game of the season?
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. Yeah. We're okay.
I mean,
games
it was,
that
it
matter.
Was
yes,
game,
yes,
but yeah. But yeah, I mean, you do. It's not like it was going to be a walk in the park.
No, you're right. I mean, okay. Look, it sucks. It was not fun. It was not a fun experience.
No, it was not.
Okay, it was for me, but and for everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
One more thing I want to say.
What's that?
And I'm sorry. Again, I'm not trying to calm down. I get it. I get the grieving.
Chest, bro.
Okay, we need to stop with the conspiracy theory stuff. We got to stop. Right? It makes us look dumb. Because, yes, they blew two calls in that game, and they blew them bad. But the idea that an entire league is conspiring to put a team that no one wants to see in a Super Bowl doesn't even make sense. And like we said yesterday, when that guy called the show claiming that Josh Allen was in on the conspiracy, there would be too many hands involved to make it work with no one saying something to blow up the whole scheme.
Because I thought they cut a deal, like, you don't get to go to the Super Bowl, but we give you this trophy.
Yeah, because the $1.5 million he won on the MVP trophy wouldn't pale in comparison to the money that would pour into his bank accounts for winning a Super Bowl.
No, he'll get his next year. I think that's the way the scripture is.
Okay, well, then in that case, I'll wait.
All right.
Like, yeah, they missed the call. But there's a difference between being bad at your job and a league-wide conspiracy.
But it is amazing that this league continues to have the same problem.
But it happened
when... Like, you could fix this.
Yes, and they're looking into it, which is great. Doesn't help us.
But you even told us, like, they have, like, the electronicals to fix this.
The Raiders have
been... say that it's not ready yet.
It's ready.
The Raiders have been using it in-house all season.
Right. Oh.
The chip measuring technology.
Yeah, and then it's game over.
But here's the thing. If you watch sports across all major leagues, this happens in every league. There's problems with NBA refs. There were problems with Major League Baseball umpires. They implemented the... computer stuff.
Yeah.
And then don't even be started about the NHL. Referees miss calls there all the time.
Yeah, but nobody cares.
I do. All right, guys, we're family.
Yes.
We're family, and I'm sorry I came down hard on you.
Go
I'm
enjoy
sorry.
Your weekend.
Yes. But I love you, and somebody had to say it.
Mm.
All right? And congratulations to Josh and his queen.
Oh, my God.
He did it.
The queen.
$1.5 million.
Ah, nice.
Paid for his wedding with that MVP.
Oh, yeah. And the honeymoon. Right? Where's he going on his honeymoon?
I haven't talked to him. I don't know.
I thought maybe it was announced or something.
Yeah. Your MVP, Josh Allen, is going to Cancun!
Well, they showed him on Maui right before the fire destroyed it. Yeah, that gazebo's gone.
Let's take a break.